The views and opinions expressed in this program are not necessarily those of Union Broadcasting, Inc., Hot Talk 1510 KCTE, or its employees. The host is solely responsible for the on-air content.
Welcome to Blended Family Today, the radio outreach of the bonded family. Join our hosts, Dan and Rebecca Snell, as they extend encouragement, hope, and biblical insight to America's stepfamilies. Listen in as they highlight common topics in stepfamily dynamics, answer questions on air, or interview a special guest, author, or family relationship expert. Now, here's Dan and Rebecca with today's message of how God can take a stepfamily from broken to blended to bonded.
Thanksgiving, Christmas, Hanukkah, holidays. A time for family togetherness, joy, and peace. Sometimes in blended families, old wounds and divisions can rise up to dampen our days. Scripture once again holds wise counsel for us in Ephesians 4:31. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you, along with all malice. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving each other, just as God has forgiven you. If we hold these in our heart, we'll be able to testify to love. I will testify to love. I'll be a witness in the silences when words are not enough. With every breath I take, I will give thanks to God above. For as long as I shall live, I will testify. Hello again and welcome to Blended Family Today, the radio outreach of the bonded family. Indeed, we are here to testify to God's love, to remind you, whatever your circumstances, God can take your stepfamily from broken to blended to bonded. If you're bonded Amen. To Him, along with being bonded to your wife and your children in a special way that only God can provide. And I am thankful this morning to be with my wife here.
Thankful to be with you.
Yes, the woman that this holiday season I am going to be snuggling around the fireplace with on a cold winter night. Is that too much information?
It's borderline. Austin says yes. That's too much information.
Our producer says, whoa. So we're just thankful to be with you. We're going to talk about holidays today and the joy which we all remember from our childhood. And that's why we're here, is we want you to put in your children's hearts and your hearts a special holiday joy this year,
whether
it's Thanksgiving, Christmas, Hanukkah, even the New Year's, as you get together as a family and go forward into the next year, to have such a special time that you look back and say, I remember those special seasons.
Make that joy deliberate.
Yes. Sometimes, though, holidays can be challenging, right?
Yeah, honey? Who cares?
That's right. You don't want that to happen.
That's right. Don't let it happen.
Sometimes for blended families, the wounds and the division that took caused by divorce and brokenness can sometimes rise up. It comes out. It comes out in words. It comes out in actions and behavior. And we want to be here today to advise you to look up and to find your answer and your behavior. Let it come from the Lord God Almighty.
Do you remember our most challenging holiday, our most challenging Christmas?
I remember we were poor. Not that we aren't poor now. We're poor then.
We were not only poor,
but we're rich in spirit.
We were under pressure.
We were under heavy pressure.
Yeah.
And by the grace of God, we went to a little all by ourselves, one of the
your
greatest
idea.
Holidays.
Yeah, you were determined, talking about being deliberate, being determined to make this a joyful holiday for us, for the kids. We had nothing. Yeah. We had hope of nothing. We were under terrible pressure, and we had just a few pennies to our name, just enough to rent What? Yeah. Tell them what you rented.
In the middle of Kansas, a not used in the wintertime Boy Scout camp.
Right.
That had an old stone building, uh-huh. two bedrooms.
And we're talking Boy Scout. We're not talking, four-star,
no,
five-star
we're talking
accommodations.
Not even a one-star accommodation.
Yeah, but we had the whole place to ourselves. There was nobody else.
We had, in the middle of nowhere, about a three-hour drive, we had a Boy Scout camp that had a lodge. And this family was so nice to us. They said, you know what? Not only can you have the cabin there, too, but we're going to open up for you. You can have the whole lodge. So picture about a 7,000 square foot lodge with a fireplace. It's this old stone building. I mean, it had the deer head and the and all the animals stuffed all over the place.
And we were warning the kids all along because we were trying to set their expectations, knowing that we couldn't afford almost to get any of them a gift, let alone all six of them gifts.
Mm-hmm.
We started telling them, this is going to be a really hard Christmas. We can't afford too much. You may not even get a present, but this is what we're going to do. And all the way, 3 hours driving, we were setting their expectations for just a really tough Christmas. And when we talk to the kids now, I think it's just incredibly ironic, just amazing to me. And I mean, what a thing that teaches us parents. When you think that you need in hard economic times to provide for your children the latest Xbox, is that the latest thing or is there something beyond?
Could be, yeah. Some game on Xbox.
I'm kind of not with it on that. But you think you have to provide A, B, C, D in order for your children to be happy. Our kids taught us that when we had nothing, they recall that Christmas, and we've had several Christmases together by now, 14 Christmases, maybe more. Out of all of the Christmases that we've had together, that is the one Christmas that they remember as being the best Christmas they've ever had.
Well, we used that lodge. I remember on Christmas Eve, we went over to the lodge and the girls did a little play. They did, mm-hmm. they created a little play, and the boys, they were doing all kinds of games and hunting in there, and we got to walk around the whole place.
Compound,
we even had our dog Husker there.
That's
for
right.
that. Remember, we
couldn't afford to house Husker anywhere.
Yeah, we couldn't put him up anywhere. But God is good, and that's what we're trying to say this morning. Is indeed, look at your upcoming holidays and find joy. Do something special. Create a memory. Create a tradition that will long outlast you and go into the future generations as your children tell their children and perhaps do something special. You know, I remember, honey, even in the smallest of gifts, as you said, we didn't have much, but we mm-hmm. bought a bag. Here's one for you. We bought a bag of bird seed for Eddie.
Remember that?
And that meant that he was going to get that bird that he wanted, the parakeet.
Uh-huh.
And I remember when he opened the bag of bird seed, I remember how moved he was. He literally had tears in his eyes.
He
said, it's bird seed.
He wanted a bird so bad.
And, I think it was the $12 bird and the $3 bird seed that,
and a used cage.
Yeah, so God can use even a parakeet to bring joy. And all of our children we love equally and we're blessed.
We have to remind people, we are a blended family. We have yours, mine, and ours. Three boys, three girls. When Dan and I married, I had three, he had two, and together we have one.
Hmm. And by the grace of God, we move on.
And how old were they when we married?
Three, four, five. On the wedding day ceremony and the altar there, they were 3, 4, 5, 9, and 12,
Nine and 12, uh-huh.
And
then a year later, we had the little Amanda.
Yeah. And she's kind of been a part of the bonding agent, part of the glue that's brought joy to all sides. As parents, we always do want our children to have joy in the holidays, and we mm-hmm. want them to also, throughout the year, just have fun. And it reminds me of a story of a mom that there was two boys. There was Billy and Jimmy, and Billy was about a year older than Jimmy. They had fun. They were good boys, but they were naturally little boys. I think they were 6 and 7. This story was, and they were fun-loving, a little bit mischievous. And when they'd get together, of course, boys that get together, and they're excited to see each other because one was at his mom's house, the other was at his dad's house. And then when they'd get together, they'd have so much fun. But they'd get into a little bit of trouble. So the mom was talking to a neighbor, and she said that, Billy and Jimmy, I love them. I want them to have fun, but they're getting in a little bit trouble, and they're starting to get worse and worse. And so the lady said, well, you know what? Ara pastor is really good with kids. He's firm, but then he brings it around to mm-hmm. show them love and to give them love. And the mom said, well, you know, gosh, maybe that'd be good because the boys know they like to go to church and God's, you know, in our lives and in our family. And so that might be a good idea. Could you think your pastor, even though we don't go to your church, would he talk to Billy and Jimmy? And she goes, well, I'll ask him. And so the lady asked, and sure. So it was one Saturday morning. Billy and Jimmy were together, so the mom took him into the church, into the pastor's office.
And, da, 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 da.
Yeah, and so here's Billy and Jimmy. They didn't know really what was going on other than they were going to talk to this pastor. Yeah. And the pastor brought him in, and they sat down, and Billy and Jimmy. And, you know, he says, Billy, Jimmy, how are you? And, you know, they were kind of a little bit nervous, naturally. And mm-hmm. The pastor said, well, I understand you boys a little bit. Things been going on, and we need to talk about it. So they're kind of nervous, and they said, oh, okay. And the pastor says, Billy and Jimmy, just where is God? And they kind of looked at each other. Mm-hmm. And then the pastor said, boys, where is God? and then they're getting, you know, Billy especially is getting a little fidgety. And finally he says, boys, where is God? And Billy grabs Jimmy's hand, grabs him, dashes out the door, running out of the church, bursts out the back of the door. And Jimmy, the little Jimmy, says, what's going on? What's going on, Billy? Why are we running? And he says, God's missing, and they think they're going to blame us.
Oh, gosh, I knew that you were going somewhere funny.
All right.
Oh,
okay,
a
little
word.
Humor there. The point is, as an adult, don't have God missing in your hearts, in mm-hmm. your heart of hearts,
there you go.
This holiday season.
There you go.
Because if you do, you're going to find some of the challenges, and they're going to seem even worse than they have in times past, if you've experienced any. And for parents, we had that opening verse. It comes from Ephesians 4, and I want to just kind of reread that. Pay attention. Get your pen. Write it down. Go grab a Bible if you have one. Write this down, Ephesians 4. This is for parents. All right, this mm-hmm. is for parents.
Okay, come on.
Here it is, Ephesians 4. Let no unwholesome word proceed from your mouth, but only such a word that is good for edification according to the need of the moment, so that it will give grace to those who hear.
Wow.
Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you, along with all malice. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving each other, just as God has forgiven you.
Okay, so everything you say should be a word that lifts somebody else up. Nothing that tears somebody else down.
Yeah, we have to remember.
No unwholesome words. So imagine. Okay, remember. Are you going to remember this verse, honey?
Mm-hmm.
Later this afternoon, you're going to remember this
mm-hmm.
verse.
Sometimes you clamor. We have some of that special fellowship that you like to get
okay,
me into.
Okay, let no unwholesome word come from your mouth, and so basically anything that you say to anybody at any time should be a word of encouragement, something to lift somebody up. And what was the rest of it?
According to the need of the moment. And the need of this moment is in the holiday season, Thanksgiving, Christmas, Hanukkah. The need of the moment is for joy and peace, because that's what the Lord is about. It's important. I always like that word clamor, because if you know, we don't use that word out of the language very much, clamor. But clamor, 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 clamor. You know, mom's clamoring, dad's clamoring,
then
the kids start clamoring, and you get everybody clamoring about each other, what they're doing, what they're not, what they are. You know what? The holidays are for the joy of the family. We need to look for the children's heart and let them and create and let them see a family has joy.
I think I read somewhere that the most trying time for a blended family or a step family is Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that sad?
Yeah.
Why do you think that would be?
Well, it's because sometimes people
are letting unwholesome words
and thoughts.
Well, probably because they're discussing the schedule and the calendar and the times and the transitions, and it's a little bit different schedule than your weekly schedule, and who gets what, where, when, and how, and this is going to happen, and who gets Christmas first, and who gets the kids after Christmas, and do they actually get them after Christmas? Do they going to have time with them, or does Christmas mean you get the whole Christmas and too bad for the other family. They're just going to have to wait till next year to spend time with their family for Christmas. And it just becomes a huge yuck.
Yeah. And normally it's the parents that create that because the kids are just looking forward to having time off school.
Well, the parents want to be with their children.
Yeah, right.
I mean, and both parents want to be with their children. They want to have as much time with their children. But it can become a very contentious time and a very hard time. For both families. You know, I was thinking about something we often say a lot of times at Christmas time. You'll hear someone in this time of contention say, well, put the kids first. Mm. What do you think about that?
Well, that's a commonly for the best interest of the child. And sometimes people use that and they take advantage of that.
Well, you know, I've been thinking about put the kids first. And I've been wondering about that in terms of the health of the family. And a lot of times we interpret that to mean that what Sally wants, Sally should get.
Yeah.
And what that really means is what you need to be putting first is the health, the physical, the spiritual, the psychological health of that child in a nurturing environment. That's what should be first. And sometimes that doesn't mean that what the kid wants is the best thing for him. And I often think, too, that if we could just reframe that in our minds, not thinking to ourselves what the kids want, they get, or, you know, making it less trying for the kids by giving them everything they want when they want it, but more in terms of creating an atmosphere where all parents, if you're in a blended family, you've probably got, you know, four parents there, the biological mom, the biological dad, the stepmom, and you really want to strive to have all of your words lift up all four of those parents so that the health, the spiritual, the psychological, the emotional health of all four of those parents is good. And when you make that foundation good for the entire family, for the parents even, maybe even first, so that it can then be an atmosphere, a very healthy atmosphere for the children. And inadvertently, you are, by creating a healthful situation for all the parents, you are giving the best environment for the child and putting the children first.
Yeah, one thing to remember for all parents out there, or even grandparents, aunts, and uncles, because you can come alongside your son, daughter, family, brother, sister, whatever it might be, is the best interest of the child long term is to remember that it's okay for those children to love both homes.
Mm-hmm.
Unless there's some obvious serious issues that prevent it. You know, somebody out there is going to say, well, you don't know about this person or that person. Obviously, that's a caveat. But 98% of the families out there have good moms and dads, and they have good step-parents. What happens is it isn't the kids that have the issues. It's the parents that have the issues, and they're battling for their own because of their own wounds and their own brokenness. And so what we're trying to do today is talk about holidays in a blended family. You're listening to Blended Family Today with Dan and Rebecca Snell. Arguing over these days has gone on forever. There's been a big conflict in recent years about the use of Christmas. We're going to say Christmas. We're going to say Hanukkah. We're going to say those things, but the word holiday, does anybody out there know where the word holiday came from? Well, I'm going to tell you, long ago. This
Don't
is breaking
because
news.
Because then we won't be able to use the word holiday.
No, we will be able to use the word holiday because it's good. Long ago, there were the leaders in the church, and they were arguing about which day is actually the day that they want to recognize as a special day of Christmas. And there was a period of 7 days or so, and so they got together, the leaders, and they said, okay, well, what we'll do then, since we can't agree, is we'll come together and we'll say, let's have 7 days, and we'll call those the high holy days, the 7 high holy days. And guess what? Over time, the faith-based, disagreement back then that made them come up with the 7 holy days.
Holiday.
Got changed to holiday. So all you people out there saying, we've got to use holiday, guess what? You're actually honoring a faith tradition of long ago. We're going to go to a break, and when we come back, we'll be talking about holidays in a blended family. And you stay tuned. Remember, you can listen in nationally on 1510.com. Click the Listen Live button. If you want to call in, if you got a question or a comment, you'll be able to call in at 816-200-2663. That's 816-200-BOND. We'll be with you shortly.
Are you looking for a church to bring your blended family to? Want to feel truly welcome? First Baptist Church of Raytown is your blended family-friendly home. Look for the tall steeple off of 350 Highway in Raytown. Feel welcome. Sunday services at 9:30 and 11. Fantastic youth programs, special step-family Bible studies, and support to serve you. Be welcomed with the love of God. Visit FirstBaptistRaytown.com. That's FirstBaptistRaytown.com.
Hello friends, Craig Miller here, and I've got something that every homeowner needs right now. The truth. You need to know the truth about refinancing. Yes, rates have dropped to near record lows, but guess what's at record highs? The points, junk fees, and outrageous costs that are charged to homeowners. That's right, most people pay way too much in closing costs when they refinance. Worse yet, most don't even know how much they paid because many mortgage companies don't properly disclose the costs. Friends, refinancing your home doesn't have to be confusing or intimidating. The bottom line is simple. You need the lowest rate, and as importantly, the lowest costs. That's where I come in. Dial 816-222-2222. My company, First Trust Mortgage, has been a leading mortgage bank for over 20 years, and our commitment to true integrity ensures you get the right loan at the greatest savings. 816-222-2222. Whether you need a purchase, refinance, or debt consolidation loan, do what I've said for years. Call me first or call me last. Just call and compare, and you will discover the difference. Call 816-222-2222. Thanks, and God bless.
Hey, Taylor, what are you doing?
Instant messaging Kelsey.
Do you know that there's something faster and better than instant messaging?
No. What is it?
It's called constant messaging, and you don't even need a computer. In fact, everybody sends constant messages, but not everyone knows how to do it to his or her best advantage.
To learn about constant messaging, call 888-881-1660 or visit OutFluenceOnline.com. Outfluence, the better way to influence.
Meyer Music. Families have been walking through the doors of Meyer Music for 42 years. They are the experts in school band instruments, personal music lessons, and taking great care of you, their customers. Three locations in Kansas City, each one has a Meyer family member in the store to make sure your questions are answered and you are pleased. Visit MeyerMusic.com or call 816-228-5656. Call today. Tell them the Bonded Family sent you. That's 816-228-5656.
It was simpler back in grade school. If a sports play went wrong, we could simply shout, "Do over," and start again. But what if life goes wrong? The good news is that God loves you and do-overs. He planned to give each of us a fresh start in life. With the love and favor of God, each day can be a new beginning. To learn more, purchase and read Dr. Dan Erickson's latest book, God Loves Do-Overs, at thebondedfamily.com.
Have you found yourself needing a career change or finding a job that matches your special God-given talents? Henry Bouchard, Mr. Employment, is your place to turn. Henry Bouchard holds 23 years of coaching, encouraging, and success. He is known nationally as Mr. Employment. His website is even MrEmployment.com. You will be blessed by Henry and his genuine interest in your life and situation. Call 913-814-7588 or go to MrEmployment.com.
There are days when I feel the best of me is ready to begin.
We're back with Blended Family Today, the radio outreach of the Bonded Family. Dan and Rebecca Snell saying Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, and all holidays that are upcoming that you enjoy as a family, Thanksgiving, New Year, starting the new year out, bowl games and all the excitement. We wish you the best. And we're here to talk today as a blended family, how you can reach higher and behave better than perhaps you ever have before.
What we've already talked about so far is letting no unwholesome word come out of our mouths. Let everything that we say to all those around us be good and good for uplifting each other. And we've talked about the kids and the conflict that sometimes arises in a blended family during holiday season, and it being really important that for the emotional health of the kids and for the whole family, that our words uplift even those who persecute us.
One of the things that sometimes happens with parents, more so early after a divorce, if it's fresh, even in the first year for sure, a couple years, but sometimes it carries over, is this concept of that a particular parent knows what's best. And, you know, the thing to remember is that children just want to be loved and they want to give love. Mm-hmm. And your goal should be not which house is better. Mm-hmm. Remember that one house doesn't have to be bad for your house to be good. Mm-hmm. Both houses can be good. The children want to love because if you remember, they are biologically in their DNA, mm-hmm. half mom, half dad. Mm-hmm. And so honor what God created in that DNA. Mm-hmm. That's the mom, that's the dad. Try to do, as we talked about in that verse, you know, the wrath, the bitterness, the clamor, just mm-hmm. put those aside and say, I am not going to do that this holiday. And my wife, my spouse is going to help me. My husband's going to help me. My grandparents are going to help me. Mm-hmm. My brother, I'm going to tell them, I'm going to set my goal. Send an email out today to your brothers and sisters, parents, whatever it is, and say, help me get this holiday to make it the best joyful. And don't say, oh, it's all, you know, for the kids' sake. You know what? Right. It's for the family's sake on both sides.
Right, because when you lift up even those who persecute you, even those who are coming after you, even those who might have your jugular in their eyesight, when you lift them up, you are creating an environment where those children will have stability, security. When you lift up your enemy, you're actually making your own environment a better place to live in. And that's a tough thing sometimes to do. It reminds me of a dad, you know, bathing his son. The son comes out of the bathtub, a little kid, and the dad's jostling the son and this little, you know, rubbing him dry with a towel. And the dad holds the towel and he says, son, fall back. I'll catch you. Trust me. Fall back into this towel. Trust me, you know, and so they play the little game where the son falls back and the father catches him. Well, this reminds me, too, of Jesus and the fact that he taught us how to die. He taught us how to live, but he didn't just teach us how to die in our physical sense. He's like the perfect father holding out his arms saying, go ahead, fall back, I'll catch you. And so Jesus taught us how to die to ourselves. And he did it by going to the cross, not as some great, huge king that was hugely popular, that was on the throne and everybody was bowing down to, but as a very simple man, a very humble man who literally laid down his life. And he knew he was going to do it. And he took all of his disciples up to, I think it was the Mount of Olives, if I'm wrong, I'm so sorry. But he took them up there and he asked his disciples, stick with me, okay? Because Jesus knew what was going to come. He knew he was going to die on the cross. And he says, stick with me. And he says, please pray for me. And then Jesus would go and pray. Jesus was under tremendous pressure. In fact, I think the Bible says that he actually sweat blood because he knew mm-hmm. what was happening. But he was willing to lay down all his life knowing his father was going to catch him. Mm-hmm. Sometimes that's what we have to do in our blended family situation. When we are being persecuted, when we are being stomped down to the ground, maybe by the other side, when we're arguing over Christmas and who's going to get what and who's going to go where and when it's going to happen, sometimes we need to just rest, fall back in the Heavenly Father's arms and say, God, I can't do this, but I know you're going to catch me, and I know you're going to lift my family up. And there was one song that was my favorite song, one of my absolute favorite songs, and it's a song I heard sung by a group called Lord's Song, and it was during an event, honey, that you...
We were together
with
Mark Lowry.
Yeah, the Christian comedian.
The Christian comedian who sometimes is on the Gaithers
group.
Right,
you introduced them.
And Lord's Song was the name of the group, I think.
Right.
Is that what you're talking
about?
Yeah,
they sing this song. It's called Stronger For It. And again, if you can keep that visual of falling into the Father's arms, no matter what it looks like, no matter what you see coming at you, rest in his arms, die to yourselves, and fall in God's loving arms. And here's what they say. The lyrics of the song, I'm going to read them to you so that when you hear them, you can hear them just a little. It won't be hard for you to understand the words.
We're going to play this song,
I think. It says, Lord, sometimes I feel the weight of every trial. So I count the cost, and I trust you as your child. I saw your crown of thorns and how you gladly wore it. So every cross I bear, I'm stronger for it. Make me blind that I might see. Make me lame that I might praise you from my knees. Let me hunger, make me thirst until your word is all I need. Because when I'm weak, I'm stronger for it. And again, Christmas, holiday season, pressure, persecution, fall trials back into the Father's arms. He will catch you and he will lift your family up.
And your family and your children long term will be stronger for it. And we're going to play this song for you right now, Stronger For It by Lord's Song. So just be still, close your eyes and listen to the words.
Sometimes I feel the weight of every trial, so I count the cost and trust you as your child. I saw your crown of thorns and how you gladly wore it. Every cross I bear, I'm stronger for it. Make me
For It by Lord's Song.
Yeah, when you're weak, you're stronger for it. For the past troubles will be forgotten and hidden from my eyes, says the Lord in Isaiah 65, verse 16.
So we're going to talk about some things in the practical sense. We've talked about how indeed we know that God can make you stronger in your situation and to look to Him. But let's talk about some practical tips that allow you to be able to lean on them, but also then resting fully.
Coping strategies.
In the Lord, yes, some coping strategies. Very good.
Sure.
Let's talk about this, parents. And this, again, I hope that you know you can replay this at thebondedfamily.com, the radio archives there. You can have anyone listen to this. And I hope that grandparents, who are all so powerful and have such an impact on families because they have the wisdom of the years, those gray hairs come from God and from experience in life. But let me just give you some holiday tips here that might allow you to rest easier. Number one, in any situation where there's been a disillusion and children are involved, there is some form of a parenting agreement, a custody agreement. And today in America, about 95% are joint custody or shared custody. And what that means is that the decisions and the guidelines are set forth in a written document. And we say, honor the document. It's real simple. What a first thing. It's an agreement that's been signed by both parents, normally their attorneys or a mediator of some form, and even a judge. And so don't have a competition about the time. Simply honor the agreement. And if you're a grandparent, listen up, grandparents or brothers and sisters. When a parent starts talking about what they think would be best, say, what does the agreement say?
Right. And then, but then if you are, find yourself in a very contentious situation, you know, with somebody who's just not going to bend and not going to be flexible and not going to be willing to work with you, here are some things that you can do. One, stay as calm as you absolutely can.
Yes.
Because the other party may be just simply trying to generate or tending to generate a lot of tension in themselves and those around them. So you want to stay calm and try to maintain a comfortable distance, okay, so that you can remain centered and not be pulled into that tension. Speak very slowly. Be very patient. Pay attention to your induced reaction. So what's that person trying to emotionally induce in you? Pay attention to that. Notice how you feel when you're talking to them so that you can have clues as to how to deal with them more effectively and appropriately. Initially, if they're kind of control people, let them control the agenda, but you control the pacing. If you stay calm and speak slowly, you'll be in command of the timing of the conversation. Again, be really patient, speak slowly, stay as calm as you can. Treat them with kindness.
Yeah, the golden rule always seems to pop up.
Treat them with
kindness. Treat them as you'd like to be treated.
Most people who like to control, they have a certain measure of paranoia, okay? So they're ready to get angry and defend themselves against the air. So if you are kind to them, they won't perceive you so much as a hostile world, and it'll be easier for them than to back down and to let down. Make demands on them, especially when dealing with kind of a control person. Ask them to send you something or do something for you. If they ask something, I want you to do this. Okay, that's fine. Again, control, patient, slow, then return and ask them in return to do something for you. And those who demand the most often give the least. Remember that.
Mm. Yes, important. Again, as we talked about the golden rule, one of the things we used to have our children when they were maybe fighting over a piece of cake or there was only one can of pop and they had to share it, is the whole concept of sharing. Normally, parenting agreements, custody agreements have it pretty well worked out as to some degree of sharing. But we used to do with our kids, if you remember, honey, is we used to say, okay, say it was Jamie and Sarah or Eddie and Lee or John and Amanda, whatever it might be, we say, okay, one of you pour the pop into two glasses and then the other one gets to choose which glass they want. So as you're working out your time, would you be willing to accept whatever you think is fair that you believe you want? Would you be willing to just flip it around and say, okay, well, I'll give the other parent or the other household exactly, I'll just switch it. I'll take what I wanted. I'll give them what I wanted. And I think if people would think that way, that comes from Solomon. Once they were fighting over the child, Solomon's wisdom.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Remember what Solomon did when the women came and they were arguing over whose child was whose, and both women were claiming this little baby as their own, and Solomon, who had asked God previously, says, you know, God will grant him something, and the thing that Solomon asked for was wisdom. So God did give him wisdom, and he gave him everything else too, but he gave him wisdom. So here's these women, and they're fighting over this little baby, and Solomon says, basically, he says, cut the baby in half, I think, and give half to one and half to the other.
Yeah.
And the real mom
said, no,
freaked.
The child.
Yeah,
and then Solomon knew.
Exactly. And so Solomon said, here's the real mom, you know, and he gave the child to this mom.
So there's good thoughts there into just honor both households. Be respectful. Let them enjoy the holidays as much as you want to enjoy. And it's okay to love both houses and to be excited about the children and to not have the competition on time or presence or whatever that might be. Speaking of, one of the things we often talk about, and this is the next tip, is to create traditions. Create a special family tradition. It's obvious that sometimes, depending on the age of the children, that biological mom and dad, when they were together, had some traditions, and that we're not ever trying to disrespect those. But to create in your blended family something new, something that creates a memory. And I always love it, honey, when you say we have history. The longer we're married, we have history and we have memories and stone piles that we can say, remember that marker in our life with our family, how important that was.
Speaking as a child in divorce, you know, and I am a child as well as being here a mom and a stepmom in a divorce situation, I was also a child of divorce. And that's one thing that children kind of miss out on, and they miss out on their heritage. They miss out on a lot of history. You know, a lot of kids go from one home to the other, and half of who they are can't be remembered in one house or the other. In other words, you know, say you're going for Christmas, and I've talked about this before, but you're going from one house to the other. You can't share your Christmas experiences in house A with house B or in house B with house A. You can't share your pictures, your memories. And so it is really important for children to have a really strong, stable traditions and heritage so that they are who they are and they are whole who they are.
And so we encourage you to think outside of the box, as we talk about in business, but to do something with your family that perhaps neither family's ever done. Maybe ask around people or Google new family holiday traditions. And it could be anything like going to a mission and helping serve food on one day. It could be doing caroling with the family, because we did that one time with our kids when they were real little. And sure, it's tougher for the older ones. The little ones love it. But try to do something. The point is, do something that's unique. Go to a special spot. Maybe mark that, build some kind of a family tradition that you can look back on and say, that's a part of our history. You know, I say with a smile here, we were talking about history earlier this morning, honey, as we before we came in the studio, we dropped off my Ford Excursion 255,000 miles. That when we had six kids all together, we needed a big car.
It's an old car.
That car is it's going great. It doesn't look old. Everybody says, wow, that car has 255,000 miles. Yes, but it's been to Colorado. It's been to Texas, Arkansas. It's been to the Gulf of Mexico. It's been to Myrtle Beach. It's been to Florida.
The kids love that car.
It's been from the mountains.
Yeah.
The highest mountains. Pike's Peak to
the Continental Divide.
The Continental Divide, which you love going to. I know that's you got that little chicken that we said she did the Continental Divide.
No, that's Pike's Peak. I'm a Pike's Peak chicken.
But the point is, what are you trying to say here, Dan? What are you trying to say? Is that out at NTB, I want to give a shout out to the guys and gals out at NTB because they're putting on probably, honey, the last set of tires that this car will ever know.
Yeah.
Because if it gets us to 300,000, I'll be thanking the Lord for good wheels that makes it that it's still looking good, driving good. So, so the history that we have in that car, what am I trying to say? Create history.
Yes.
Create history in your family. Create new traditions that the children will set apart in their mind is, do you remember when? You all have that in your life. Do you remember when we were little? So creating history. The next thing is the whole concept, getting back to the calendar or the schedule. Sometimes you don't. Some custody agreements say Christmas Eve for one parent, Christmas Day for another. And sometimes with travel and everything, sometimes that cuts in. Remember that the sharing of a gift and an expression of love doesn't have to be exactly on the 25th. It can be the 27th or it can even be on 30th.
Right. You don't think about that at first, that you can actually have Christmas on it.
And a lot of people will kind of have clamor. There's that clamor word again.
Who's
they'll clamor
the day.
Over the day, even though it's all set forth. But the point to remember is just create a special evening or day of opening those presents that the children see as joyful, because what the children want is to just have a great memory. And parents, take yourself out of it from a standpoint of what you want necessarily, because sometimes you carry that baggage in from your relationship with your former spouse. Set that baggage at the door. Let God be the bellman that picks up that baggage and says, I'll carry your baggage. Turn it over to me, because people carry baggage around. And they just got bags, and they got backpacks, and they got practically a semi-truck full of baggage. And we say, just park the semi-truck of baggage, drop the baggage from your hurt and wounds, and just let God haul that stuff. And you just trust Him to bring joy in your family. Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
That's
you know,
right.
We sing that song, it's the most wonderful time of the year. And sometimes step family situations don't experience that. And that's what we're talking about here is blended families during the holidays. And speaking of holidays, honey, there's one thing I want to give a shout out. As you know, people, we always want to welcome them to, if they would like, to come to our blended family fellowship that we have each week at 9:30. We leave the studio and then we head out to First Baptist Church of Raytown.
Awesome group of blended families.
Yeah, we got Bob and Jackie and Tim and Ellen and Kim and Sakai and a bunch of great people
blended
out there.
Families,
that blended family group that we talk about and we share. And so you're welcome at 9:30 to come out to First Baptist Raytown. And speaking of a family, there's a family story. It's free. Here's some free entertainment. You want to talk about a new tradition? I want to just throw this out, is that every year there's a tradition that's well known throughout Kansas City and the region of First Baptist Church has their Christmas pageant. Their Christmas pageant is just, it's unbelievable. And so if you're in a situation where you need a little hope, this year you can observe a 21st century family kind of in this unsure economy and hear a story at First Baptist Church that's free.
And it is the most professional. You will think you're in some big, huge professional theater. In fact, they've already got the stage up. Yeah. Did you see that last weekend?
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah.
And so you can go to firstbaptistraytown.com, firstbaptistraytown.com, or you can get your free tickets either by calling the Rock, the ROC Rock Bookstore, or call 816-778-1153. Again, write this down. Free tickets. I'm going to tell you those nights in a second. Free tickets at 816-778-1153. There's eight performances. Starts on Friday, December the 4th, Saturday the 5th, Sunday the 6th, and then the next weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, the 11th, 12th, and 13th. And a couple of those, there's 7 o'clock. Yeah, December. So the first two weekends in December, there's even afternoon programs at 3:30 and in the evening time. So you'll want to call out to First Baptist Raytown. You can go to firstbaptistraytown.com and check that out.
They go all out for that thing.
Yeah, it really is a great holiday event. Again, from a tradition standpoint, you can do that. Take your family. Children will love it because of the production that goes on. Another thing we quick want to mention here that I didn't mention, usually I mention at the beginning of the show, a year from now, here's a tradition that you can plan ahead. You want to talk about creating an event in your family. Start saving up now. Washington, D.C., August 7th, 2010. We're a part of that. I'm on the planning committee, the Million Family March.
Mm-hmm. What is that? Tell me what that is.
It's a faith and family event coming to the gather as families.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's been various events like Promise Keepers in 1997.
Yeah, this is big.
This will be similar, only this time it's moms and dads and children. We're going to have a blended family conference in Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can attend this major event on the Mall, August the 7th, Jonathan Schmidt, it was his dream, and you can go to millionfamilymarch.org and learn about that, millionfamilymarch.org. And the Ziegler family, who we love, they're going to be a part of it. Chris Donham, who's part of Ziegler, an outstanding speaker and an incredible American story, he's going to be a part of it. There's just a lot of great ministries around the country that are a part of that, so we wanted to just mention those two things. So we'd love to just jump in, you get ready to jump in your car and come out to First Baptist Raytown and say, hey, I just heard you on the radio and I'm here at your club. Doesn't matter what denomination you are. It isn't about denomination. It's about a God that loves you, that says you are not a mistake. Your family's not a mistake. Don't let anybody tell you that you can't overcome some of
That's
these trials.
Right. You can fall back into the Father's arms and He will lift you up. I promise you. You will not fall. You will not land wrong. He will hold you and carry you and guide you in the steps.
That's so good. One of the things we're trying to say here is we talked about honor and respect the agreement that you once set forth. And as grandparents and family members, encourage the family to honor that. And also, grandparents, if you're planning something, think ahead, kind of have to think ahead a little bit and say, okay, I got to make sure that I don't plan some big event and then my grandchildren are going to be at the other parents. So we all have to be in this together.
Mm-hmm.
We all have, because sometimes what happens is, and that's how conflict creates,
everybody really wants to spend time with the kids, and that's a good thing.
Yeah, and the kids need
that's
the relationships of both families for their long term. That's the thing to remember. It's not just right now, but it's long term. Honor the agreements, create new traditions, take away the competitiveness, and remember that you can have a special day for opening gifts or whatever it is any time in the holiday season. Normally the kids are off school or home from college, whatever it might be. Just be at peace. Create an environment that has joy and peace and happiness. We opened with that scripture, and I think we really, as we're winding down here, we want to talk about, because what happens is often that in all those custody agreements, the parenting agreements, even who's going to give what gift, or even who's going to do what, when, and where, is we get ourselves as parents or grandparents getting into this concept of, you know, we believe we know what's in the quote-unquote best interest of the child. God knows what's in the best interest of the child. That's why He created a mother and a father.
Mm-hmm.
And He wants us to be, as it says in Ephesians, be kind to one another, tender-hearted. What do you think tender-hearted means? Tender-hearted means understand that there is somebody out there that also loves these children just as much as you do or they should and wants to spend the time with them.
Well, and two, I mean, we kind of tend to say, oh, the other person better, you know, they're the mean one coming at me. And I think it's really important that we set our eyes on ourselves as well, and we take a look in the mirror and remember those things that God hates, and make sure that we don't become those things. And in Proverbs 6, verse 16, it says, there are six things the Lord hates, seven that are detestable to Him. Okay, now these are things that God hates: haughty eyes, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked schemes, feet that are quick to rush to evil, a false witness who pours out lies, and a man who stirs up dissension among his brothers. Those are the things that God hates. So really look in the mirror and make sure that you are not the adversary, or you are not part of the problem. Make sure that your heart is pure and that your motivation is pure in God's eyes.
Hmm. Yeah, don't try to stir things up. Try to calm and bring peace and to really be flexible. In all these things, it's important to be flexible because it's not a perfect situation. You know that. You know you're not in a perfect situation. So be flexible and be tender-hearted. Be tender-hearted as to what's taking place. Mm-hmm. Just want to give a shout-out again to our friends out at NTB and putting on those tires. Take care of that wonderful car, guys, and we're going to pick that up later today. Wherever you are, if you're traveling this holiday season, be careful. Use the car. Some of our greatest memories are on the road with the kids.
Right.
You know, you can play games. There's a lot of tremendous games. Honey, you need to write down those games, and I'll put them up on our blog, Blended Family Today, the blog. And we'll put those up. Some great games that we played that
license
you can
plate
use.
Alphabet.
Yeah, there's just so many tremendous things that you can do as a family. The important thing is that we just want you to remember that it may not be a perfect situation, but God can take the brokenness and the trials that you're in. He can take any family, any situation, from broken to blended to bonded. We ask you and encourage you to look up and say, God, I am really frustrated with this situation. Will you help me? Along the lines, try to follow research. There's a lot of great things out there on the website. You can go to thebondedfamily.com and see some of the things we have. That music means we're winding down this week. Remember to your children that you're sending messages. So send messages that reflect what this season is about. That the Lord God Almighty is the reason for the season. Hold that in your heart. Heavenly Father, we come to you as we do each week. There's a family out there listening, and they are coming into the holiday season. They know that there will be wonderful moments, and they also know there may be some trials. And so we ask that you just whisper in their ear that I am here, to be still and know that I am God. Father, we ask that the family out there that needs you the most will hear your whisper, and they will try to bring peace and joy and love, which is the meaning and the reason for this season. Lord, if they do that, then indeed they will be able to testify to love. And we ask this in your holy name. And all God's children said,
Amen.